Good morning. Coming up on 910 on the Mighty 690. And normally on the third Saturday of the month, we're joined by Amy Dollar with a tourism and kind of history update. But here today, we have Candy Westbrook. Candy, does this mean we get you two times this week?
You do get me 2 times.
That's all right. That's all right with me. So glad to have you here in the studio. So before we begin here, how to put quite the crowd, sounds like at Brewfest, some folks stopping by.
Yeah. I was surprised because it was cold.
It was cold, yeah.
And it was windy. And I thought, oh, isn't anybody going to show? But yeah, we had a pretty good crowd. I don't know the exact numbers. I'm still working on all that. But I think that was close to 400. So maybe even a little bit more. But yeah, it was a good crowd. It was interesting at first. We were getting everything set up and the wind kept taking stuff and flying it away. Our tents were flying down the road. And so we had some wonderful people jump in with concrete slabs and everything. Anything we could do to hold something down, we were doing it. So a lot of problem solving, but yes, it was a great turnout. People were enjoying the fun, and we had some from the time it opened until it closed were there, and they stuck with it. They were shivering a little bit, but they stuck with it.
Oh, I told people, you know, imagine you're in Germany or whatever with, you know, some sort of outdoor beer thing, you know, I don't know. I was like, just think about that.
I think that was one of the things that was, that everybody enjoyed is we had themed tables. So we had like two different Oktoberfest tables.
Oh, great.
Just with Oktoberfest beers, German good beers. Then we'd have a theme table. Like we had a table that was spiked waters, mom waters and dad waters. You ever heard of that?
No.
Yeah. Interesting.
No.
I know. Okay. So anyway, every table just had a different kind of theme and vibe to it. So it was nice to kind of learn like, what is a sour beer? I've never heard of that. Or what is that? You know, so it was good. And we had a new musician this year. His name was Wesley Allen, and he was amazing. Oh, it was one man, and it sounded like in a full band. I mean, he was just really good. It was, so I loved that. But yes, shout out. We'll talk again Wednesday, but shout out to the volunteers, because I think we had about 45 volunteers just to put it on. It takes a lot of people, but I appreciate them. And then all the sponsors to make everything happen, from the music to the activities and the barbecue and all that stuff in between. So. Turned out good.
That's very good. We'll appreciate it. So, well, what do you want to get into here today?
Okay.
Filling in for Miss Amy.
Well, Amy just had a couple things she wanted me to share with everybody, a couple events coming up to talk about. So one is the big masquerade ball at the Brown Mansion. So tickets are still available at the Chamber or online at CoffeevilleHistory.com. So if you want to get tickets, stop by or go to Coffeeville History. It's a little Victorian, a little Halloween theme. So it's a little different. Masks and costumes are encouraged, but not required. So they want you to just come out and support the mansion. It is a fundraiser for the mansion. So that's always a big thing to remind everybody, along with being fun. Like I said, it's a good, wonderful thing, way to support the mansion. Magic by Pete's going to be performing some old world Renaissance magic is what he calls it. So thank you, Pete, for doing that. He's always very versatile of trying different things out. They have a Tulsa quartet that's going to be performing Halloween and some modern theme music so that you can dance and enjoy the music. Games, prizes, just a lot of fun happening. And then wonderful, wonderful food. Coffeeville Coffee Company is sponsoring the Chartreuterie by Taste and See. She does amazing. I know when these charcuterie boards first came out, it was kind of like,
what's this? Yeah.
They're adult Lunchables. Like,
right,
what?
Right.
You know? Oh, but they're so good. They just know how to put the right things
together.
Oh, they
sure do.
Yeah, that's awesome. And then they have specialty themed drinks sponsored and provided by Gillum's Retail Liquor. Big shout out to all of them for the hard work creating and coming up with some new ideas on drinks. They do have VIP and corporate tables. So if your business is interested in getting a group together or treating your employees to a special event, call Amy or email her and she can kind of go into the details of how to get a corporate table set up. But the big thing is just the mansion is a icon of Coffeeville. It's very important, not only for tourism, but just for our whole community to enjoy. And so supporting the mansion through fundraisers like this is very important. If you are interested in being a sponsor for this event or other events, reach out to Amy Dollar. She's the head of the Historical Society Events Committee. and Andrew Elrod and Nancy Garten. So, or just call the chamber. We'll get you connected with all the right people. So, looking forward to that big event coming up. Now, the other event that we had going on, we had so many events going on right now.
I know.
It was like this last week. But the Haunted History Tour
kicked
off.
Yes, I was going to ask you about
that. Yeah, so Friday the 13th, and I didn't even realize it was Friday the 13th when they did that. I was like, perfect.
Perfect.
So it was the first night, and it went really well. It was a sold-out evening, and it went really well. There's a few tickets left for the last tour, which is on the 20th. The 19th is sold out, so the only thing left is the 20th, and I think there, if I remember correctly, there's about 5 left.
Wow.
So call the chamber. You can purchase over the phone. You stop in. Those are the two ways you have to do it. You can't do those ones online. But I would say hurry because there's only a few left. It's fun, but it's also scary and informative because they do – every story is based off real things that happen in Coffeyville. Sad, scary, crazy things that happened in Coffeyville. So you're learning about the history, but it's also spooky and macabre.
Macabre.
Yeah. How do you say that word?
Yeah.
So it's very interesting, but they said it went really well. Give a big thanks to Chris Crane. She co-hosts it with Amy and does a phenomenal job. You don't have to wear tickets or costumes, but they are encouraging you to dress up. Amy and Chris both dress up. So if you want to dress up, you can. And then, so just a few tickets left. I know next month when Amy comes back, she's going to be talking about Christmas on the Plaza that's going to be happening. This year, it's shortened. It's mainly just on that first full weekend of Christmas, and I think a little bit into the second week. And then the big one, which is the Candlelit Tours, which are wonderful and beautiful. And some other things, tourism. But I do want to say, shout out to Amy. She has done a wonderful job creating some new things for Coffeyville to bring tourists in. And we've been seeing lots of people from all over. Dalton Days was one of those. The number of people from out of town was crazy. Because a lot of them come in to tour the banks. So we got them to sign in and talk to them, and people from all over, and they all have stories to share. I love that they have a connection, or they're just really into the history or cowboy culture. So it was just good to see that, and we'll see that again throughout the fall. But Amy's done a wonderful job just bringing all those people in and letting them see what Coffeyville is all about. The hotels have been packed too. I know some of it was class reunions, but just, I guess, a whole bunch of other stuff going on, too, because I had some people going, I can't even find a hotel. I'm like, hey, that's what I want to hear. Not that I don't want
anything. Sure.
Not
having a hotel. But you want them to be full. We don't
want
them to
be full. Yeah. And they have been so full lately. So, again, shout out to Amy for doing that. So,
well,
I think
that is
awesome.
It's great. I know we also have the spook tours, the starting up.
They are kicking off. Is it this weekend?
This weekend and next weekend.
Yes. And we talked about that, but they're spooky too. People are like, well, we're just going on a little hike. I'm like, no, you get a little scary. I know there's several trunk or treats getting ready to kick off too. So we're going to try to get there. Well, that's this week.
That's Thursday.
This Thursday. Another downtown event. So come on downtown after Spooktacular. Then everybody walks over to CCC, who then has their trunk or treat big event. Wow, there'll be so much candy again. I always tell parents, hide most of it, eat some of it, and then let the kids have the rest.
Right.
But this, two big events this Thursday, and then, like I said, trunk or treat. And then, of course, Neowalla is getting ready to kick off as well. So all that will be going on, and we now have the weather that matches, I guess, the spookiness.
It does.
So,
it is starting to feel a little bit, little, actually like fall.
I do know. I think by the end of the week, we're going to hit some 70s.
Yep.
But in the morning, like this morning, wow. Yeah, it was a little.
Going to be a little chilly.
Chilly. Yep. But that's okay. It's fall is here. Yay. I'm excited about that. And a lot of events. So.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate you filling in, Candy, and we get
to
talk with you again on Wednesday. So we'll be reminding everyone of all these events coming up this week and the next couple weeks.
Sounds good.
All righty. Candy Westbrook here on the Mighty 690 filling in for Amy Dollar this morning. And we have more open line just minutes away here on KGGF.